everybody. I am back. It has been a while. I thank you for your patience for listening to programs that have aired in the past. I am back. I've got a lot to talk about, and we are going to talk about a lot today in what I have invited people for, which is a think tank on how to help the planet ocean on which we dwell, and particularly emphasizing the Gulf, which nobody's supposed to talk about, and the whales and the dolphins. This is Patricia Corey. You have tuned into Beyond the Matrix for people who dare to think outside the box of convention. And so if you're listening, that means you, and I'd like you to get ready for a pretty intense conversation, and that's what I intend for this. So I'm asking you all to call in once we get rolling, and we're going to brainstorm, we're going to talk it through, and we're going to figure out the best actions that we as a population of Earth dwellers can do to this rapidly declining ocean planet. The lines for you to call in on during this conversation are toll-free 888-815-9756.
Yes, Dawn said I expected this to happen because we aren't supposed to talk about it, but for God's sake, somebody's got to talk about it, and it always seems to be. I feel the need for that to be me, or at least one of the people who has the commitment, courage, whatever you want to call it, to confront this conversation and to make some dramatic attempts to do something about it. So thanks again for listening in. I hope you have that same commitment so that you'll be calling in and we will be discussing together the real thing, the real situation in the Gulf of Mexico, which is now becoming complicated with some very interesting maneuvers by the U.S. military. I'm telling you, man, things are coming down. So before I get on to that, I would just like to tell you a little bit about what I've been up to. As most of you know, I am completing my book, yet another book. It's been a very busy 2 years for Pat. This book is called Before We Leave You, Messages from the Great Whales and the Dolphin Beings. And I have spent two of the most unbelievable weeks of my life in the Azores Islands, which I am certain are Atlantis, the remains of Atlantis, swimming with dolphins, being with the whales, being in touch with them, helping to get the message that they have for the human race. And that message is, listen, folks, we're leaving. We can't do this. We cannot hold it here if there's no, if there's not enough of a human voice to raise the frequencies, raise the vibrations of the oceans. You've got to move into action. I mean, it's a loud and very determined call to the human race. Who, they say, you are the ones who are supposed to be the most intelligent species, and yet what the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom of this planet see is the destruction of the planet. So that doesn't, for us, that's not intelligent. We're going to talk about that, and I really need you now. I need everybody to call in, and we're going to have a group conversation about what's really going on. So from the idyllic flat land of the Azores, I am back in Rome. I am as heartbroken as everyone else is who's conscious at what is going on in the Gulf. And I've been posting as much of this information out to you as possible. The Gulf is belching out the so-called spill. I mean, do you feel that your intelligence is being insulted when people refer to this as a spill? Spill? This is a volcano of petroleum belching into the Gulf at the rate of minimum 300,000 to 400,000 gallons a day. But that is the PR statement from British Petroleum, so you can at least double that. And there's all this secrecy. People are being threatened. Going near with a camera is forbidden. You've got military on the street. What in the hell is going on around this top secret event? Now, a lot of people are saying that it's an accident, and we've got the storyline about the accident. A lot of people are saying it's really amazing that human beings can be so stupid. But, you know, I think it's pretty stupid to think this is a stupid act of humanity. I think there's much more to this. Why are we pushing away boats to help clean up this mess? Why are the local people not allowed to get anywhere near it? What is the real count of death in the ocean? How much oil is really out there? There are a lot of unanswered questions that I think bear serious conversation and a real human commitment to blowing the lid off of this situation. So we start by talking about the fact the Gulf itself, the Gulf of Mexico itself, is turning into a bath of oil and chemicals. And this Corexit toxic spray that has been supposedly to burn off some of the petroleum has been, of course, much worse than the petroleum itself. That, too, is top secret. Everything is top secret. And the oceans of planet Earth are dying. So it's time to blow the lid off of this and rally our troops like we've never rallied them before and get out there and speak for the oceans and the living beings in them while we still can. Well, I'd like you to call in and talk to me about this. Don, I've got my producer standing by. Because we had to change our arrangement, please verify to me that we can still hear those phone rings. Phones ring. Yeah, okay, we've got the first caller, I think. Yes, we can. All right, great. So the phone lines, again, are open. I want to hear from you. What do you know about the Gulf oil crisis? What do you know about the U.S. Navy ships that are headed over to Costa Rica? Is anybody following that little bit of information? Is it tied in? We need to brainstorm this together because so many of us have pieces of information. We need to be able to put these pieces together and decide what we're going to do. Now, the first topic of conversation is the recent Whaling Commission genius idea, and thank you the United States government for pushing for opening whaling again. Not that it's the only enemy of the whales, but we did hear that Obama was going to be the ecology president, so you can let go of that illusion, because the American cartel was pushing for opening the massacre of whales again more than many other countries. That, of course, I do want to mention that the story was leaked out that the Japanese were soliciting some of the other members of the Whaling Commission by suggesting that if they got their vote to return to whaling, they would provide lots of fun, including women, rock and roll, drugs, and the whole bit. So we've got corruption at that level. To kill the whales, the permission to kill more whales, we'll give you everything you want, just give us your vote. Well, it worked. So the International Whaling Commission has voted, after all of our attempts to stop it, to allow Greenland to start killing humpback whales again. Now, let me give you a little story about this. Supposedly, Greenland's native people, the Inuit, need whale meat to survive, which is utterly ridiculous because one of my colleagues, Hardy Jones, who I've mentioned to you before and has been on my show before, went to Greenland when he got this horrible news, to investigate what the real truth was about the Inuit need to kill whales for food. Remembering that whales are some of the most toxic beings on the planet, eating them certainly isn't a good idea the way I see it, but nonetheless, he goes to Greenland to see what the Inuit have to say. And what does he find but whale meat for sale in grocery stores, whale meat for sale in greasy spoon dives like the Greenland version of McDonald's? Yes, it's true. Whale meat, dog food, et cetera, et cetera. So This is not a wash. We cannot accept the fact that the reason why Greenland should be entitled to slaughter whales again legally is because the Inuit people need the whales' meat. That isn't true, and yet they were granted permission to kill 9 humpback whales a year. That was reversed to 27 whales almost overnight. I think it took them 3 days to rally and jack up that number, and I had warned of that on Facebook for those of you who follow me. I said, watch, the 9 will immediately grow to another figure. It's already at 27. And now the Inuits, supposedly the Inuits, are demanding that they be allowed to kill whales in the Caribbean, sacred waters of the Caribbean. That is, if there are any whales left living in the Caribbean after the oil spill obliterates that water. So, yes, I'm cranky. I am. I'm very cranky. I cannot believe that the human race cannot do better than this. And where are the warriors? Never before have we needed to join together as warriors for this planet. All right, and speaking of warriors, I have someone who I know. Her name is Elizabeth. She's from England, calling in. Thank you, Elizabeth. Are you with me?
Yeah, I am. And you know what's really weird is my AOL turned off twice.
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about it. But we're going to do it anyway because we cannot be afraid.
I'm not afraid, but I don't know why people aren't talking about it. I just don't get that.
People are not talking about it because we're being massaged into believing that it's under control, that it's not that bad. We're not allowed to see pictures of dying animals and this greasy, horrible, toxic slick over the ocean. And people are too busy worrying about Britney Spears and Lady Gaga.
Well, right? She's a mind-controlled slave anyway. I mean, you know.
That's right. So what is your take, Elizabeth? We've been certainly corresponding, and I'm really delighted to talk to you finally. And
thank
I ask you for you to share with us some of your viewpoints on what is going on in the Gulf.
Well, okay, first of all, I'm not sure at this point how much it's about the oil and really how much it's really about, they call it Corexit, but I call it Core Exit. I really think that this is, you know, a huge part of it is to kill off lots of the people down there.
So you agree that this is no accident?
Oh, God, no. I mean, you'd have to be retarded to think that.
Well, you know, a lot of people do think that it's an accident, so it's really important to get this, to give them insights into why you don't think it's an accident and what is really going on.
Well, okay, the stock sell off. I mean, you know, before it happened, it's just, anybody can find that information. I mean, if anybody wants the information, I can provide it and link it to your website. I mean, it's not a problem finding it, the information. The problem is people don't seek it.
Okay, there was a stock sell-off before this happened.
Yeah.
I'm happy to provide that information, and if, whatever you can provide me for my site would be great. And
well,
then this so-called accident happened.
Right, and then this Core Exit, you know, I mean, what is that? This is like, you know, it's a solvent. It destroys organic tissue, which is people.
Yes, in fact, even the military supposedly aren't using it in their ceaseless engagements in other countries. But we have yet allowed British Petroleum to disperse it, uncontrolled dispersal of this toxic stuff all over the Gulf. So are you suggesting, and I agree with you, that there is a plot here? You think it's a kill off population plot?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's to kill off. They've always had a problem with the people around Louisiana. I mean, you know, there are people
who
are feisty. Pardon?
Yeah, what is this Louisiana kill?
Well, because they're independent. They had their own food source. They don't really feed into the system. You know, some of them are on benefits. Florida, people down there, you know, they're an older population who will need health care. I mean, you know, they're a drain on the government. They're not putting a lot back because they're independent. They've just taken away their entire, you know, ability to feed their families, you know, either through the fishing or through, you know, through fishing for their own use and through, you know, a livelihood.
Well, for those of you who are listening, if this is true, and the reason why we have the ocean of the Gulf of Mexico destructing, because they want to, you know, limit some population in the area, man, holy God is all I can say.
Well,
holy
and there are
God.
Other issues, too. I mean, some people say they want to create a dead zone to grow algae. I mean, why has the Navy just left?
Yeah, that's another question. I'd like you guys to call in. Why has the Navy sent 47 warships to Costa Rica? The excuse is to help. I mean, come on, people. Wake up call to help them fight drugs. So we're back to the drug war. We've got the terror war on terror, the war on drugs. We've got 47 U.S. Navy ships headed to the Gulf. To the coast of Costa Rica, and they're going to have free access to that country, 7,000 Marines. Excuse me, but wouldn't it be good for them to be working to clean up the coastline?
But that's
what
not,
is
that's
going
not.
On?
Well, and then there's the other thing is that they were offered this state-of-the-art ship from Alaska called the Nanook, which is, it's a very powerful cleanup, spill cleanup vessel, and they turned it down.
That's right. Thank you for bringing this up. There is some little law called the Jones Act, where the United States does not allow foreign ships to enter their ports at a time of emergency. Question. There are a number of countries, I think so far 20 countries have offered their top equipment, top technological equipment for skimming oil out of the ocean, and they've all been turned away. Now, does this make sense to anyone out there? Why are we turning away help in what is truly a global disaster on this planet unless there is another agenda?
Well, I mean, I think it's clearly obvious, and what really concerns me is that there are people like us who, you know, we've leapt ahead to see what the agenda is, but, I mean, what I'm really trying to do is to reach the people who aren't even talking about it, because nobody's going to see the agenda if they don't even talk about it, and that's what I find really peculiar.
This is why I asked people to call in today, and so far I'm on the air 23 minutes, and you're the only one that's called, so out of our communities of light workers, where are you people? We have to unite on this. We can't just have a few voices talking about it and then all say, what a bummer, it's really too bad. We have got to raise the voice of humankind. So,
well,
Elizabeth,
I mean,
what is your background?
I'm a very interesting
soul sister, and let me just introduce you better to the audience and find out a little bit more about your background. Because as I recall, you said, it gets pretty difficult out here trying to talk to brick walls.
Well, okay. I mean, I grew up on the Great Lakes in Michigan, and, you know, I always had a feeling for the water. And for whatever reason, about 17, I moved to England, and I've lived here ever since. And from the age of 9, I really was poisoned by mercury, dental mercury. And, you know, that really is a wake-up call because I was ill more or less from the age of 9. And in my 30s, I just thought, I am not going to go down over this. And I started researching. So, you know, from my 30s, I've been looking into this. And then in my 40s, I mean, I really, you know, I started finding out things like, for example, the chemtrails. I mean, you know, we are just being slaughtered everywhere. And people, you know, like that's something people can actually see, but they don't see it. I just, it's mind-boggling.
Well,
it really
if you read my books, you know that I first introduced the chemtrail situation about 12 years ago in the book Atlantis Rising. It was pretty new information then because I can vividly remember, let's say 13, 14 years ago, we had blue, and now we have opaque, gauzy, white skies everywhere on the planet.
But
and
what amazes me
is that people say, oh, that's just more conspiracy talk. I say conspiracy means it's hidden. It isn't. It's right over your head. Take a look.
I know. It's disturbing. I really despair that people are so dumbed down.
Do you think that people are getting zapped? I really wonder if there are not tools being used to absolutely dumb down the population.
There are. I can hear it. I have extremely good low-frequency hearing at about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and I know this sounds nuts, but there is a low-frequency tone broadcast. It's like sonar.
Oh, no, it doesn't sound nuts. All of a sudden your ears go whang.
No, it's right? Much lower. It's like a rumble. It's like rum, 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 rum. Like, it, I mean, you can find it on the net. People call it the hum.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's unfortunate if you can hear it, to be honest, because it can drive you crazy.
Well, yeah, but I decided not to. I mean, you know, it's the thing about this time is it's very interesting, and it's strengthening for people who want to face the challenge. But I just, you know, I don't know.
Hold on, Elizabeth. I think I hear a buzz, buzz, buzz.
Oh, good. Well, maybe you'll have somebody else.
Well, no, I don't want you to go yet. I think we have Vincent on the line. No, not yet. I think we have somebody trying to call in. Vincent, if that's you, you need to call into the radio station on the numbers that I gave you. Here, the number is 530-327-7602. Because calling me won't do it. It won't get you on the air. Yeah, Elizabeth, what do you think? I mean, this low hum that you're talking about, imagine what this is doing to the whales and dolphins.
Well,
they find
whales
and dolphins with their brains blown out and they're hemorrhaging internally.
Well, I do. I really sympathize with them. I mean, that's the way that I actually sort of found my way to some of your work. And I have to admit, I don't know that much about what you do. It's just that, you know, I was drawn to it for that very reason.
Well, thank you. I am a warrior for the whales and dolphins, and I will die trying to somehow alleviate their pain and to stand for them against the human race. I mean, to be honest with you, we can't blame everything on the reptilians, yeah?
Well, what good does it do?
Well, the thing is, okay, it's great. We've got this excuse that everything bad is the reptilians, and what are we humans doing to counteract this?
What?
Where is the human voice?
Sadly missing.
Well, I would like to, for all of the people that are listening, we have to do something to reverse this decision made by the Whaling Commission that they can be allowed to kill 27 humpback whales. That is only the beginning. It's the 21st century. We're going to go back to legalized whale hunting on planet Earth. This is not acceptable. So I'm asking you to call in. Let's talk about what we're going to do to stop them. Do you have any more thoughts, Elizabeth?
Well, I mean, what I've been really trying to do is how can I be effective? And so what I do is I basically really, you know, I have a Facebook page and I know all my relatives look at it, but hardly anyone comments. And, you know, I think that people have a duty to try and wake people up. I just think that's the best you can do. You know, just start a dialogue. Like, I mean, the other thing that I've considered is that this is a kind of a north-south thing in the States. It's a bit like, you know, Civil War Round Two. It's a lot of people in the North don't think this is going to affect them. And it will.
Yeah, this is another thing. People are talking, yeah, it's really a bummer over there at the Gulf. And it's like, people, do we remember that the oceans of the planet are all connected? And there's no to the Gulf limitation. This is going to cover the whole planet, especially because we've got 200,000 or 300,000 or 400,000 gallons belching out a day. This is a catastrophe of epic proportions. And I just don't understand how people can just quietly ignore it at all. I mean, there are people that just ignore it. And there are people over here in Europe that don't even know about it. Can you believe that?
No, I find it shocking, actually.
I don't know, folks. I don't know. I mean, are we so afraid of the propaganda that we're not supposed to talk about this, that we're just going to close our eyes, put on our blinders, and go about our business? Man, oh, man, this is the moment. We know we are here. This is part of the transition. What do we do about the situation on this planet? And my appeal goes out to the public. I'm a little disheartened to see that I've only got one caller willing to come to me and talk and share the limelight and make their voice. Because if we can't get 10 people to call into this program, then how are we going to get millions of people to save the whales and the dolphins.
Well, I wish I knew, because, I mean, obviously you knew about chemtrails before I did, but, you know, I mean, because I don't mind being branded as a weirdo. It's not that, but it makes you less effective. And what I have seen happen is that recently Anderson Cooper from CNN, and I really don't watch television. I don't even have a license for it here. So everything I get is off the net. And somebody did say to me that there was going to come a point where the mainstream news was going to have to compete with the net, because that's where people were going to go to get it. And so I have a little bit of hope, because he's pissed off because he was denied access.
Really?
Yep. I can send you a link for that, too, because I think it's very interesting. I do see a tide turning with mainstream media, because they're being denied access down there. So, you know, they're starting to, things are leaking out. I think that this whole thing is not going to be contained in more ways than one.
All right, hold that thought, Elizabeth. I've got another caller coming in. I think he's on a different line, so if you want to stay on the line and we'll have a three-way chat, great. And if not, I thank you for you will. Okay, great. Don, let's see if we can talk to Vincent.
Hello?
Hi, Vincent. Is that you?
Yes, it's me, Patricia. Hello.
Thank you for calling in. I know we've got a bad line, but that's okay. We'll try to work through it.
Okay. Well, what I can see here is we have the whaling and the field. We put it together. It's in they are the ocean, and this is the liberate.
Hold on, Vincent. So, please, your voice is breaking up. Can you try to call back in?
Okay. Okay, I will.
Right. We'll wait for you to call back in, because your voice is like, ajit, aha. And you are a great warrior for the planet. We'd like to hear from you. So that's Vincent calling from Mexico. He's going to call back, and we'll see if we can get some insights from him as to what the Mexican people are experiencing. And let's not forget that we have some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, in the Caribbean and the Mexican coastline. I mean, this is not just restricted to Texas and Indiana and Florida, folks. You know, somebody recently said, I asked them, what did they think would happen to California coastline and Baja, where we have 30 to 40% of the whales and dolphins of the planet are always migrating down there in springtime. And this person said, oh, well, it's not a problem. The currents don't go in that direction. And I'm like, is this really what we believe? Do you understand that the oil and the Corexit, I love this name, is going to, of course, go into the main streams in the ocean. The whole planet will be affected by this. And, in fact, people up here in the north are very concerned that it's going to come all the way up to the Azores. It's going to go right into the Gulf Stream. So if you think this is isolated, it is not.
And the other thing is that a lot of people, they're waiting for, our space brothers or our star brothers and sisters to come and fix it. And that's not what it's about.
You and I, we think alike, Elizabeth. I mean, I have been really getting crazy when I hear people say that we need the motherships to come down and fix it. And it's like, why? So we can go to their planet and destroy that too. All right, hold on. I've got Mia from Florida on line two. Don, can you put her through, please? Hi, Mia.
Hi. Thank you for having me on the show. I have a quick question. Thanks. I live in Florida on the East Coast. And, you know, regarding all of this, just to let you all know, you know, people that live in different parts of the world that are listening to this, it's very sad because in our media, you know, we're not getting much information, certainly not the truth, which we all know. And maybe at the evening news or spend 5 minutes talking about it, that's it. And for just a, you know, kind of regular person, you know, living in the U.S. that wants to do something, do you have any suggestions of what we can do to be proactive to help out?
What are you talking about specifically, the Gulf or the decision from the whale?
I'm so sorry. The oil spill in the Gulf.
Well, first of all, you need to raise your voice in your community and talk to everyone possible and make them understand that this is
okay.
a global disaster of epidemic proportions, and that the human race is not being allowed to talk about that, and we want to know why. We want to know why no media is allowed to go fly over there. We want to know why U.S. warships are headed over to Costa Rica. Is that connected to this event? We want to know why the government is not stopping British Petroleum from... Why have we given them absolute control over a situation with a global epidemic?
Right.
So,
okay, that's very helpful.
I'm really happy to say I've got a lot of people calling in now. This is great. So what I'm going to ask you to do is follow me on Facebook. I'm going to be putting out people to contact. We're going to bombard the government leaders in your countries. You've got to write to as many people as you can saying, we do not tolerate the blackout on the Gulf. We want information. And don't be afraid. The more of us are speaking out, the better it is. And while you're at it, you're in the States. Please write to the White House. They read your emails and tell them you want to understand why we are opening the kill on innocent whales yet again in the 21st century on planet Earth.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Stay tuned. Elizabeth, thank you very much.
So
if you need to go, I would understand. And I really want to thank you so much for contributing.
No, I'm actually, I can't really listen because my AOL keeps going off. I'll try and shut up. But just 2 points. And one is that people really need to understand that BP was the biggest contributor to Obama's political campaign.
Yes, that's a little factor-rooney that is nice to, this is why it's great having you on. And you had just said something before we got the call that, I said we're on the same page. What was that you said? I've got Abora coming in from Chile. Yay! That's it, the global energy. Can you put it through, Don? Abora from Chile. Line 3. Is she there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Who is this, Vincent?
Hello.
Hello, is this Vincent?
Hi, can you hear me, Patricia?
I can hear you wonderfully, thank you. Just a second, John, please hold on, we've got Vincent on the line and then we'll put her through. Okay, great, Vincent, what is going on in Mexico? What are you hearing? Hello? Oh, I got my wires crossed. I'm sorry, that was Abora. Okay, who am I talking to? Don, please put through the call and please tell me your name.
Hello, Patricia. I am calling from Chile.
Oh, wonderful. What is your name?
It's Alvaro. Alvaro. I don't know if you can pronounce it.
Alvaro.
You can call me out. It's okay.
What do you have to tell us, Alvaro? What is your question or what would you like to contribute to this conversation?
I was hearing you, and I was like, oh, my God, why is not people calling to you? Because it's so much important what is going on with our ocean, because ocean, so this planet needs life. If we pollute them, if we put that kind of stuff in the ocean, we're going to kill ourselves and whales and dolphins that are those beautiful things that are doing so much for us. And I don't know why people is so sleeping on this. I don't know. In my country, when you see the news, people don't talk about it. It's like, what's going on? What's happening? I don't understand why this is happening.
Well, we are a controlled population. The media is in the hands of the government, and the governments are in the hands of the secret government. And so... by the time we get trickled down to us, we are very, what we hear and see is extremely stilted and very controlled. But we have to break through this. I am calling upon the human race to break through this and take control of this planet. We are 7 billion people. Surely we can start to reverse this trend. What do you think about that?
I think humankind can really put together something and do something about it, but we keep like doing our things day by day, like sleeping. We don't open our eyes what is going on, what is happening. about we have our, in February we have an earthquake, and people are really strong earthquake that shifts the edge of earth, and people is like, okay, it's fine, it's something happening every day. I don't know what's going on. So I mean, some people is going to be awakened, some people is awakening, but I don't know. I think the storm must be even deeper and harder and louder. I don't know. Well, people come.
That's what we have to do.
We
just keep plugging away at it. Now you're in Chile, and I'd like to please ask you to write, find out who is the whaling, the International Whaling Commission representative from Chile, and as many people as you can involve, write to this man and find out why they voted. Did he vote to let the whales be murdered again, and why? And we just have to keep up the pressure. I mean, this is what my job is on this planet. This is my mission. Help people wake up and keep the pressure on so that we can make change on this great planet. And I am committed to saving the whales and dolphins. So please join me.
Uh-huh. Okay, you will.
Okay, thank you for calling in. My love to you. I have a message from Candace Prentice who says, I want to call in. Doesn't know if she's qualified enough to talk about this. Are you kidding, Candace? You certainly are. You're a human being on this planet. You love the whales and dolphins. You're working with dolphins over there in Dubai. You're darn tootin' you're qualified, so please call in. And I have a message from Vincent, and he's saying, what I wanted to say is that we have the whaling, the warships, and the spill. If we put all these together, it is so obvious that this is a deliberate attempt to murder the ocean. Warships in Costa Rica for drugs? Give us a break. We have to go beyond this terrorism and drug cartel news and find the truth. And, of course, they're trying to keep us in fear, and when we're in fear, we're powerless. So we have to protest directly to British Petroleum. We have to write to our governments. I recently had a woman named Rosalind on who talked about war games in the ocean, and this activated Vincent quite a lot. If you heard my show back then, I was talking about the Navy announcing that they were going to do a 5-year war games testing in the oceans, and then they regretted that there would be a take, was the friendly word they used, of something like, I don't remember if it was 20 million or 2 million sea mammals. Is this related to that? If that's what's happening? War games in the ocean? This is what Vincent brought up. Yes, we have a caller.
Oh, it's just me. I'm still here.
Yes. Let me just wrap that up and say, this woman, Rosalind, was talking about CaliforniaSkywatch.com. You can check that out. Yes, Liz, please go ahead.
Okay, well, the other thing is that there is a theory that they want to create a dead zone in the ocean for growing algae.
For fuel?
Yeah.
Well, can't they grow that in aquariums and you know, large water places on the earth?
Well, and I mean, people need to know about cap and trade and Agenda 21 and all of that, you know, that they really do. There is a plan, you know, that people want to depopulate large areas of the states. And the other thing is for the Florida caller, Erin Brockovich is, she lives in Florida, so, you know, she's actually become involved in this. And, you know, that's worth connecting with her. I'm sure she'll probably do something about it. I think, you know, it would be worth looking at her website.
Erin Brockovich it is. So, geez, I mean, you know, we can get really into things here like the FEMA camps and the whole design. I mean, it's pretty heavy duty, folks. You know, if you're not paying attention, it is really time to open your eyes. What is, as I put this back out to you, and Elizabeth, she's very, very knowledgeable. What the question is, again, let's, first of all, for the millions of people who don't even know there's a crisis in the Gulf, wake up, call. Of course, those people are probably not listening here and now. But the question, again, is, what is behind this? Because I have a lot of very brilliant people saying it's a terrible accident and it's human stupidity. And I don't think this is a stupidity. I think this is deliberate, as we started the show with. And Elizabeth brought forward the possibility, the very likely possibility, that there's a scheme here to kill off some population, but for God's sakes, I mean, wipe out the ocean to do that? What is the... Try to get into the minds of the people that are running the show here. Don't they get that, you know, the planet dies, everything dies?
But that's the problem with these people, is that they actually seem to hate the planet. I mean, you know, you don't get ahead in politics by being a sensitive person. You just don't.
I think that, you know, the comment they hate the planet is spot on, and this is a theme in my books, so I hope you will read them, because the idea of this is there is a qualified effort to bring the energy of this planet down to a frequency that resonates with another planet for reasons that are described in the book. And another thing I think is going on is the deliberate silencing of the music of the whales and the dolphins.
Absolutely.
And that music pulls when the last whale sings. Wow. You know, it's very frustrating having spent all this time with them, these beautiful, incredible beings. I mean, it was just like fairyland. The ocean is so rich there. There are just 5 different species of dolphins, hundreds and hundreds. And the people there are saying, we're so hoping that it won't come here, because this is a playground for the whales and dolphins. And it is, of course, going to go there, because it's right on the Gulf Stream. And people just say, yeah, people still sitting there saying, yeah, it's really, really terrible. What are we going to do?
It's interesting what you say about the music of the dolphins, because the thing is, I think that they operate through frequencies, and I think cell phone towers and cell phones have a lot to do with it. And the other thing is birds are dying, and, you know, the frequency of birdsong is very important, you know, for the state of the planet as well.
Right. It's a symphony. That's what the book is about. It's all a symphony. The earth herself has her note. We all carry the music. The whales and dolphins weave the sounds of the cosmos through this planet, through the waters of the planet. And another thing I wanted to say is when Amador called in and was talking about the planet is 75% water. And so are we. So if the water dies, that's it for us too. You know, I mean, folks, why is this hard to understand? So, first of all, I'm getting a message here. BBS Radio, where to call in? You cannot call in, Candace, from overseas on the toll-free number. You're going to have to call in on a direct line. Here they are. And you can use your Skype to do that by calling, using Skype credit, and then calling in from where you are to the United States. So the direct line is 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185 or 530-413-4522. And I'm really pleased to see more of you are calling in. Thank you. This is what this show is about. Go ahead, Liz. Hang in there, Liz. I've got Candace online too. Let's see if we can get her in. Hi, Candace. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you perfectly. So nice to talk to you. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Well, you sound like you're in the tank with the dolphins. So it's a little bit of reverb, but we'll get through it.
I'm in the Middle East, so it's probably a really difficult connection.
No, that's okay. I can hear you great. What would you like to contribute to this search for clarity on these issues?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for everything that you put out there and all the awareness that you raise on many different topics, especially the dolphins and the whales. And I just wanted to say that, yeah, I definitely agree. There's not enough information for people there. And I mean, we definitely have to raise awareness on this issue, but no matter where you look up information, it's there, it's non-existent, or you know, you have a video that you want to pass on, and then all of a sudden it's just pulled. It's definitely a big mysterious thing that's going on, and I definitely agree, there's something really weird going on here, and it's not just, you know, human stupidity, like you said. I really want to do something about it. And I know that one person can. And, I mean, radio programs like this definitely raise awareness for it, but I want to do more, you know? Definitely want to do more.
I hear you. The one thing we need to do now is talk to everyone you know, even if they say you're nuts and have a vodka martini. You've got to insist and try to help people understand that this is the hour on planet Earth where there can be no more ignorance of what's going on here. I mean, this is definitely a very intense conspiracy, and we need to bring it out in the open. So please, wherever you are, where you are in Bahrain, I think, is it, right?
Yeah, in the Middle East. Yeah, Bahrain.
Okay, so please talk to people. I know it's not as easy there. Well, it's not easy anywhere, but you have the chutzpah to raise your voice as you do and try to help people understand. And right. We still, it's hard to think that we've got anybody in positions of government that care about what they read, but they do. They care. If they didn't care, yeah, they wouldn't be blacking out the information.
Yeah. Well, I know that here in the Middle East, in Bahrain, there's no information on this oil spill. Very, very rarely do I see anything. And that's, you know, if I'm lucky, I'll see something on CNN. But, you know, there's nothing really, really out there. I mean, I have to go online to get updated with it. And, I mean, it's just sad. It really is. That it's just being
covered up. That's why they want to take off the internet. We can't spread the word. But please, you know, follow me on Facebook. I try to bring this information as much as I can dig up. It's on there. I've just put a recent video of sea shepherds on with some footage of what this ocean is looking like. These are people with immense courage. If you've got 20, please help them. Send in donations to Sea Shepherds, to Hardy Jones at Blue Voice. And like Hardy Jones, for example, from Blue Voice, he went over to Greenland to snoop around to see what the truth was about this ridiculous story that the natives need the whale meat to survive. And he's bringing back information. This man needs our support. So whenever I can, I send money to him to try to help him be able to be our warrior, because we all know that it's not easy to do that work. So that's one message I've got for everyone who's listening. Please, you know, give up a couple of Starbucks coffees, even $5, $10 to sea shepherds or people that you really admire that are out there doing the work. Need our support. If we could all send in $5, it might make a difference. Okay? Thank you, Candace. I wish I was with you swimming with those dolphins, but I know you're going to come with me, right, to the Azores in June?
Yes, I am. I'm definitely coming.
All right. Well, jumping into the middle of the ocean is really intense, and it is just the joy of it is more than I can describe. So I'm going to hope to have you with me then, and hopefully the oil will not have entered the Gulf Stream. God help us all. All right, Candace, go on. Keep doing your good work, and please, please, please do not be stopped when people think you're an idiot or crazy, and just keep talking your talk and walking your walk.
Oh, yeah, I do. Thank you very much for everything. You're amazing.
Thank you, Candace. My love to you. Liz, are you still with me?
Yeah, because I mean, my computer's gone funny, so I'm listening by phone.
Well, I'm so grateful that you've been kind of my co-host for this hour. I mean, it's just, you're such a, you are really a kindred spirit. In my communications with you, there hasn't been a topic yet that we don't agree on. So it's nice having someone out there with a similar viewpoint.
Well, thank
what
you,
else would you like to add? We've got 5 minutes left. Wow, has the time flown.
I think that one thing I just have to say is people do have to go to the Internet. You cannot rely on mainstream news. It's just, you know, and that is a kind of a life-changing decision.
Yeah. Well, my website hasn't been updated because my webmaster is on vacation, but I am posting stuff on Facebook, and I really hope that more people use Facebook as a source of information and less armchair philosophy, more getting to the information we need to really raise the vibration on this planet. This is it. We are in the great shift now. People are talking about 2012, and they're still asking me, what do the Syrians say? What's going to happen? And I'm like, folks, we're in it right now. Is we going to tilt the planet to the light, or are we going to sink into the abyss? This is it. Showtime. Where do you stand?
Absolutely, this is it. And there's an eclipse over the Gulf of Mexico tomorrow.
Liz, before I go off the air, what do you think? Oh, I've got one more caller. Let me try to sneak her in. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Patricia.
Thank you for calling. Hi, I'm so glad to talk to you.
Well, I'm sorry I'm late. I've been trying to do some further research, and for some reason, some of the sites that I thought I could easily go back to, I wasn't able to get back to. But the first caller that you had talking about the population.
That's Elizabeth.
I have heard a lot about that. Because that they are kind of what is considered a lower population with elderly, a lot of people on Medicaid, big drain on the government. So I have heard that, you know, that is was a conspiracy theory about getting rid of that population.
you know, that is just so dark that, I mean, it's just beyond conception, but I still would like to say that if that is even a possibility, the idea is to destroy the entire planet to a target, a population. I mean, for God's sakes. For God's
sake. Well, now, there's a new thing that I just have found out, and I don't know if you've heard of this, but there's this real knowledgeable lady that's been doing some research, and I've been following a lot of the sites like Boycott BP and all this. She said all of this is being done to build the Cameron Highway or Cameron Pipeline Highway. She actually has a map, and I will put that as a link onto your site. I haven't had a chance to really look at it, so I don't know if Costa Rica is in anywhere around in it to where this highway is supposed to be going to, but it's a huge thing.
I'll bet $5 on that possibility.
Yeah, so we need to take a look at that further. Another thing I wanted to bring up, my government at this point, I am so disappointed in my government. I am really at this point ashamed of how our government has acted with this oil spill. There was a law that came up right before the recess, and the House of Representatives voted 420-1 to allow the Presidential Council, this commission that's been appointed to investigate the cause of this BP spill, to let them have full rights to all the records and documents of BP. When it reached the Senate, the Republicans completely boycotted it, and it was completely rejected.
Well, thank you. That is very valuable information. That's why I asked people to call in for this hour to share the bits and pieces we know. I didn't know about that highway. So thank you for that information. I can't believe we're already at 8:00. I'm very grateful that you people have called in, because I put out the call to you, and it was, please be there for the whales and the dolphins. Please help me. And you have shown your light and your support. And this is just the beginning. So I'm in this all the way till my dying breath. I am here to do what I can on this planet to raise human consciousness, to help the whales and dolphins, and to tilt this thing to the light. Because the light must prevail. The light will prevail. I have to go. I'm so sorry. It's been so fast. I'll probably be doing this again soon. A reminder now, you've got the Sea Shepherds, you've got BlueVoice.org, my friend Hardy Jones. I'm going to be starting an organization as soon as I can get through the tax craziness, which will be called beforetheyleaveus.org, and I'm going to do the best I can, and I know you will too. And I thank you, Liz, and I thank you, Denise, and Vincent, and Elise, who couldn't get on, and Denise, you are my soul family. All right, everybody, this is Patricia Corey, Beyond the Matrix. Breathe deep. Know you can do it. Rally your troops. This is the hour of we awaken or we just go to sleep forever in the opium fields of ignorance. I, for one, will not, and I know you will not either, and I send you my blessings. My Facebook page is a place to look for updates. My website is SyrianRevelations.com. I'm sorry, .net. I love you. I'm so grateful that you're with me. Ciao. Ciao, ciao. Until next week. I am back.